Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. We're live today at Nashville Super Speedway, of course, June 28th through the 30th. That's Ally 400 weekend. Cup Series is on Sunday, but the Craftsman Truck Series will be Friday night, the Xfinity Series on Saturday. And Ty Dillon is hanging out with us this morning here at the Nashville Super Speedway. He'll be running in the Craftsman Truck Series for the Rackley War team, the local team. Of course, the Rackley Roofing 200. So no pressure there, Ty, that you got the team and the sponsor and everything that is on the truck, but also sponsoring the race.
Yeah, we love pressure, so that's a good thing sometimes. But no, it's a big weekend coming up for myself and our race team. Obviously, Rackley Roofing and Rackley War Racing is important to the Nashville area. And this is an event that has been circled on our team's calendar as one that we want to come up and perform well at. We've had a little bit of a rough start to the year. We've just had a lot of bad luck and then made some mistakes along the way. But at times, we can feel that we have speed in our trucks. And I think it's just a matter of time before it starts to click and we get our truck up front. So hopefully it all comes together here at Nashville and we can bring a trophy not too far back down the road.
Has it been an adjustment for you having, you know, you've run Xfinity and the Cup Series the last few years? To get into the trucks now or back into the trucks?
Yeah, certainly. You're racing against guys I've never raced against before. My whole career, I raced against the same kind of group of guys. Like, I raced with Bubba Wallace, Chris Buescher, some of the guys that are in the Cup Series from the time I was 13 years old and led the cars. We all kind of graduated together. There's 10 or 15 guys are now in that series. Now you go back, and I'm more of a veteran. I'm racing against 18, 19-year-old kids I've never raced against, and it's taken me three or four races just to be around these guys and say, okay, I can push this guy a little bit harder. He's got a little bit of a short fuse, and you can trust, hey, this guy doesn't really know what he's doing when I'm running side by side with him, or this guy does. So that is something that is important, and it changes your style of aggression of how much you can force an issue. So that's been a learning curve. One of the good parts is I've gotten a little bit more time at home. The Cup schedule is quite grueling. Obviously, everybody wants to be Cup racing, but the couple extra weekends, I have three kids now, means a lot to me, but I'm still getting great opportunities. And I think when you go Cup racing, you want to be in an opportunity that you can perform and run up front. It's a tough schedule. It's the highest of high in motorsports, and everybody's so good. You want to be able to do it with the best team. And I've been lucky enough to do that this year with a couple starts with Colleague Racing. And our last race together, we finished 16th, which was a really solid run. And I'm looking forward to a couple more opportunities with them. But I'm having fun with this Rackley War Racing team here out of Nashville. And we're building, you know, this program. They started building with Matt DiBenedetto over the last couple of years, but that whole team pretty much dispersed. And we have a whole new group of guys. One or two guys are still around from that group. So we're starting over once again. And that's tough at times, especially being here out of Nashville, where most of the NASCAR stuff, parts and body shop and everything that you might need is based out of North Carolina. So it's taken some time to get us on our feet. Shane Wilson and Willie Allen, all the guys at the team, are working hard to get us in the right direction. It's just taking a little bit of time.
Well, and Willie's a racer, too, in his own right. So I know that's always appealing for a driver when you can kind of speak the same language.
Totally. I know Willie gets it. He understands how hard it is behind the wheel and then trying to make everything go, too, at the shop. But everybody's working to pull in the same direction to hopefully get us to the front. That's where we're all our main common goal is. And like I said, hopefully it happens here in Nashville Super Speedway.
We're talking to Ty Dillon. Ty, when I was 32, I looked 60. You're 32. You look 18 years old.
Perfect. Thank you. It takes a lot of work to try to do this. It's not. I don't think I'm all natural, but you know, gravity sometimes is a pain in the butt. So
well done.
No, yeah, I appreciate it. I feel young. I'm even though I'm a father of three now, I feel like I'm still a kid. I need somebody to still take care of me sometimes, but. No, I've had a very lucky life, blessed life, and hopefully I stay young forever. I feel like I got a lot of career ahead of me.
Do you like looking at your Wikipedia page? You ever go read your Wikipedia page?
I haven't, but I see they got my name is Tyler Reed Dillon, which isn't true. It's just Ty. Everybody thinks it's Tyler, and that Ty is just short for Tyler, but it is just T-Y. It's just Ty. It was named after some tractor equipment at my grandfather's farm. My dad saw it and liked the name Ty, and that's what stuck. And then I think being named Ty, which is kind of a unique name, has led my wife and I to name all of our kids kind of unique names. My daughter's name is Oakley. My son's name is Captain. And our youngest little boy, his name is Bear.
Nice.
So we got some unique names. We like that. It leads to a little bit of personality. And boy, all three of them are full of it for sure.
That's great. 19 years old, you became the ARCA Series youngest champion at the time then. So the need for speed in you, you winning, when you win that much at that early, How does that affect your psyche going forward? Because I think you're expecting, I'm going to win everything.
Yeah, certainly. I was young and cocky and had the world in my hands. I felt like at that time, you're so young and naive. And sometimes that's the formula you need to be really great and make it to where you got. And now I look back at 32 and I'm like, man, I didn't know anything, but I thought I knew everything, right? You look back at those times. I was still in high school. I got held back in second grade. That's why I was 19 and a senior in high school. But I was a senior in high school and won, I don't know how many races we won. I think it was 11 out of 20-something. So I was full of it, thought I had the world. And then I started truck racing at the end of my senior year in high school and just had a fast life and really committed myself to being as good as I could at it. And now you look back, and I've been doing it for a long time, and there's been so many ups and downs. And just like life and business for anybody else, it's not always just up. There's right. a lot of ups and downs, and I think I'm so grateful for the downs that it's made me stronger and better. If I knew what I knew now, and I feel like I'm the driver that I am now, back when I was 19, I would have won twice as many races.
I love the fact all of you NASCAR, or most of you NASCAR guys and girls, whatever, spent a lot of time away from the track talking to kids. You went to Green Hill High School, yep. Vanderbilt Children's Hospital. Why is it important off the track to do that?
Because I was those kids. You know, I grew up being at racetracks. I grew up looking up to race car drivers, and maybe not all the ones that I talked to are wanting to be a race car driver, but to give back to kids, to give back to the youth, because they are our future. If you can encourage the young people as much as possible, for me, that's one of the most fulfilling things in life. I love being a father. I love being somebody that can teach younger people, and I look forward to one day when I get a little bit older, being able to help younger drivers so they, you know, I don't want them to kick my butt now, but you gain so much life by giving the knowledge that you've gained through your life and your mm-hmm. experience. I think that's what it's all about. So going to the Children's Hospital, which they're so incredible over there at Vanderbilt, what they have there is so special for not only the kids, but the families as well. That was a treat that brightened my day. And then going to Green Hill High School, I've never seen a place like that in my life.
Right.
It was incredible. They have a full shop program. So many cool things that are going on there, getting to meet some of the students and teachers over there. Boy, they have such a great energy in that school.
Yeah.
And then just had some fun doing that. So it's a lot of cool things.
So you've raced here, obviously, quite a bit over your career. How excited are you to be back here in June, this time in the truck? And again, a little pressure with Rackley on the truck and being for that team.
This is – Nashville Super Speedway is kind of a funny thing for me because I probably have more laps around this track than any other track on the circuit, but less races. Because of the old where we didn't race here, but we used to test. And when I was 16, 17 years old, they would
use me.
So
you never raced here when it was here before?
No, I wasn't. I missed out on that. I was too young at that time running different series.
Because Austin did.
Austin did right at the end. He won here.
He won here. Yep. Yeah.
And so I did a lot of the testing here. So I was the guinea pig for the Cup car and the Xfinity car. And, you know, 16, 17 years old, I had tons of laps around here, and we'd come out here. It seemed like every Tuesday and Wednesday. And that's what we did. And then finally, it was only 2 or 3 years ago that I actually got to race out here for the first time. And so that was a special moment for me. And I love the Speedway. I love coming here. And there's no better place to come than Nashville, right? The fans here are so passionate. There's such a great community around the sport here. And they love having NASCAR in town. And we always feel that when we come here.
I'm curious at something. So growing up, Richard Childress is your grandfather, obviously, and Richard Childress Racing. When was the first time that you actually drove a Cup car?
I actually drove a Cup car, I think, like, to try to make lap time and try to be at speed was probably 16 or 17 years old testing. Yeah.
What was and your dad was a race car driver too. So what was that like, first time you get in one of those things and you're like, holy cow?
Scared to death, nervous. No, you don't want to mess up. You
right.
know, it feels like a lot of pressure. But that was kind of something that my grandfather had continuously put on my brother and I. Is like, as soon as they felt like him and I got comfortable in any series or any car, they always pushed us to the bigger, faster car as soon as they could. And I think they kind of kept us in that uncomfortable range constantly. So that was kind of part of my progression. It was probably the fourth or fifth series jump that I had taken in the 2 or 3 year span. So I had gotten comfortable with that feeling of being uncomfortable, and you hear that a lot in sports.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's what helped my career, is I just never got out of that, and you never get too comfortable in one car. So I was in a weird way prepared for it, but also scared to death. But once you do it, you're like, okay, I feel like I can handle this, and then you gain that racing experience, and then it just seems natural when you get there.
Do you remember whose car it was?
It was probably, I think it was one of Kevin's test cars back in the day. That was when we were doing testing here and other places. We went everywhere, it felt like. I mean, I've even tested on the runways at Cape Canaveral for NASA, where we just went straight for miles on the space shuttle runways, which was one of the coolest things ever. And it does get boring after a while.
But in a race car.
In a race car. We just tested straight line speed to see if we can find any efficiency.
And the brakes.
You better hope the brakes work.
I'm curious. Who is your all-time favorite guilty pleasure race car driver? Mine is Sterling Marlin because he never changed. Sterling Marlin was still Sterling Marlin from Columbia, Tennessee. You have one, like a guilty pleasure. Not your favorite, one kind of like, I like this guy.
That's a good one. I always liked Tony just because he was consistently him.
I knew you were going to say
that. He was consistently didn't care about others' opinions, right? He's one of the last ones left that wasn't afraid to speak his opinion. I feel like a lot of drivers now have gotten so robotic in our responses and downplaying the excitement of who they are and what they mean to the sport. I really, that frustrates me about some of our popular drivers is they don't care to be the superstar of the show. And I think we have a lack of drivers who realize we're in an entertainment sport, and it's become so white buttoned up persona that we got to kind of break out of that. And it's tough because the model of our sport doesn't quite allow for that. We have to rely so much on corporate money sponsorship to drive our sport, and what drives when you're relying so much on that kind of money, you're going to be who they want you to be, and it's tough to kind of branch out. Where
Great
if you
answer.
Look back in the day, it wasn't so relied on that, and you could be yourself. The money was coming from different angles. It was coming from merchandise, which we don't get much of now, and it was coming from purse money, and it was coming from the team. So then the driver gets to be more personal. So I guess I went on a little bit of a diatribe there about the sport.
Love it.
I love our sport, but I think there's still things that we got to keep trying to work to make it healthier for our fans and ourselves. So,
Ty, good stuff. Really appreciate this, and good luck the rest of the way, but obviously in June when you come out here in the Rockford truck.
I appreciate it, man. I hope all you guys come out. It's going to be a great night. Bring your family, bring your kids. I think the kids are free for the truck race. They're going to have fireworks, I believe, and you're going to get to see Ty Dillon in Victory Lane with Rockford Roofing Silverado. How about that?
Get a guitar.
Sounds good.
A guitar.
Sounds good.
He's Ty Dillon. He's Big Joe. Great show today. That's going to do it for us. Caroline Willie and D-Mace coming up next from Bridgestone Arena. They'll get you set for tonight and also the draft.
Yeah, as we leave every show, to our guys out there, if you're struggling, listen, again, we love you. Call 988 on your cell phone. And know that it's okay if you're not okay. We tell you this every show, every day that we do this, and we love you guys. Our world is a better place because you are here. Please reach out and talk to someone.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. 102.5, 106.3 The Game.